Animals in God's Story, Chapter 9, The Party at the End, by Steve Martin and Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. It ends with a party, not a funeral, not a courtroom, not a fiery pit or a list of who made it and who didn't. No, the story that God has written wraps up in music, laughter, and reunion. All of creation will be there. Every tongue, every tribe, every species. You, me, your grandmother. That long-lost friend, the baby you didn't get to hold long enough, the neighbor who never went to church, the dog that slept at your feet, the cat that sat with you in the dark, the horse that carried your child, the lion, the lamb, the predator and the prey, the skeptic and the saint. All means all. The curse will be broken, the pain reversed, the aching undone. Because the God who spoke galaxies into being is also the God who refuses to leave a single thing broken. Behold, I make all things new. Revelation 21, verse 5. The animals will dance. Yes, even the animals. The wolf and the lamb will share a meal. The lion will eat straw like an ox. The cow and the bear will nap together side by side. Your pet will wag or purr or gallop into that party like they never aged a day. No more fear, no more predators, no more suffering, just pure wild joy. The kind of joy that doesn't need words, just presence, just nearness, just peace. They'll be there, not as background characters, but as beloved members of the redeemed family of creation. And their eyes, those eyes that you knew so well, will sparkle again. People will sing. And us? We'll sing, not because we got it right, not because we earned it, but because we were carried, because grace didn't let go, because love had the final word. Every person you thought was lost, found. Every goodbye, undone. Every grave, emptied. This is what it was all leading to. Not judgment, not destruction, but joy. A homecoming, a celebration, a gathering of all souls. Fur-covered and flesh-covered, finally whole. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Psalm 150, verse 6. No more shame, no more fear. The lies are over. The fear is finished. No more sermons that scared you into obedience. No more guilt about who didn't make it. Everyone makes it, because grace makes sure of it. You won't be looking around wondering who's missing. You'll be overwhelmed by who's there, everyone. And you'll know deep in your bones that this is what you were made for. This is the real gospel. This is the gospel that no one warned you about. The gospel that doesn't come with threats. The gospel that doesn't divide us into winners and losers. The gospel that makes sense of your love, your longing, your grief. The gospel where the lion lies down with the lamb. Where the shepherd carries every sheep, no matter how lost. Where nothing that God made is thrown away. The celebration has already begun. You don't have to wait to feel it. Every act of kindness, every tear wiped away, every wagging tail and warm embrace, every glimpse of undeserved love, it's all a preview. The party has already started in the heart of God, and soon, so soon, we'll all be there. Every voice in harmony, every creature at peace, every soul at home, not one missing, not one lost, because this is what God always planned, and He always gets what He wants. So go ahead and laugh, sing, dance, rest. You're going to see them again, all of them. And when you do, you'll know. This is the party that grace built, and everyone's invited.